Howdy, y'all. Welcome to episode 670 of Bruise Day Tuesday podcast. Sam Kimber. Sam Ginsberg could not make it tonight. So, as usual, we have Tyler Dryblatt and I, guest, Rebecca Tom.
I like that. That was good. There was something in there that reminded me of, Bobby Bottle Service for some reason. I don't know exactly what it was.
I kind of felt like Judy, Gemstone.
Like Judy Gemstone. Yeah. That's good. That's a good one, too. But yeah, you got the point across. We're here. Yeah. We're recording. It's just going to be you and me, so who knows how long this episode's going to be, because mm-hmm. Sam isn't here. So yeah.
Hello.
Hello. What kind of beer you got over there?
I have Dogfish Head's Festina Pish. I don't know if that's how you pronounce
sure.
it. It's an ale with peaches and natural flavors. And I'm just going to read this little tidbit off the back. Festina Pish is a Neo-Berliner Weiss, or however you say that, style ale, brewed with boatloads of real peaches. Satisfyingly tart and plenty juicy, it's the perfect warm weather crusher. Enjoy notes of juicy peaches and refreshing tartness.
And it's 4.5?
It is 4.5% ABV.
Cool.
It poured out with very little head. It's not super see-through.
But it is a little see-through.
But it is a little see-through. It smells incredibly peachy. Oh, that's nice. It is very tart at the end.
Yeah.
There.
It's very
really
tart.
Good. Overwhelmingly peachy.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in a bad way. The tart gets you right under the tongue.
In those glands. In the glandulars.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good though. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pretty crisp.
Is it the perfect summer crusher?
You know what? I think so.
All right. I have Voodoo Ranger G-Force Supercharged Juicy IPA by New Belgium. They've got this Voodoo Ranger Force line, and I've had a couple of them, and one I really liked and one I didn't like so much. There was like Juice Force and like Tropical Force.
Yeah.
I think I like Tropical Force a lot.
Yeah, I think
but
right.
I don't 100% remember. This one is G-Force. It's 11% ABV, and probably the G stands for gravity because it's a high gravity beer. It's a high ABV. That would just be my guess, though. I don't know.
Can't get nothing past you.
It poured out with a medium head and pretty similarly sized bubbles. It's medium on the opacity. Oh, it's very extremely, extremely juicy in the nose. I've used this expression a lot, like a Dole fruit cup, but that's what it smells like to me.
Oh,
you want
okay.
to give it a smell?
Sure. Bring it closer. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like
yeah.
a Dole fruit cup.
I
All
drink
right.
that juice.
I don't know about this.
Oh no.
There's just it's not bad, but there's something missing.
Okay.
There's something missing, and I'm like, it really reminds me of some sort of like I don't know, you know, like high gravity like canned hobo drink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is kind of what it's reminding me of. The electric soup.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like guava-y flavors in there, a lot of tropical flavors. But I don't know. It feels weird. It feels weird. I'm not sure about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's what we got.
This is making me produce a lot of spit.
Okay.
Because of the tartness.
So, you would recommend that to people who were going out to protest or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it would produce so much saliva.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, that's assault.
Well, only if you hit somebody.
I guess it's
you just have to be careful with your aim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's stay with juicy flavors and go to AmericanCraftBeer.com. Bush Light asks beer fans to pick its next flavor. Apparently, in 2020, Busch Light released Busch Light Apple, which
yeah,
is like an apple-forward lager.
Yeah, I had not heard of it. I did not know about
this. I am also not aware of this. But then again, I'm not really, like, we never really go to the beer store and look in the Busch Light area of
That's
the aisles.
True.
But it was a hit, apparently, and they've been bringing it back and bringing it back. And then they also, in 2023, had Busch Light Peach, and then 2025 Busch Light Lime, and they all did pretty well. And now they're asking to decide between a new flavors of orange, lemon, and peach. But I'm a little confused because they already did peach.
Yeah, they already
so it's
did
like,
peach.
Yeah. So it's like, what the hell, man? Yeah. It seems kind of silly. Kind of silly.
I do love that it says, our fans are some of the most dedicated and vocal beer drinkers in the world. Way to call them all alcoholics.
Well,
I'm so dedicated to drinking beer, bro.
I can't stop looking at this ad on the side where it says Shop Beard Gains, and it has a beard brush in the shape of a brass knuckles.
Yeah.
But
it's the wrong way.
It's the wrong way. How are you going to hold that? The brush part would be going into your palm.
Yeah, that's
How
true.
Is that going to work? Unless you're supposed to, like, drag it like a bear scratching its face or something.
This looks AI generated.
You think that's AI?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, either that or just, like, really poorly photoshopped.
You can tell by the pixels?
Yeah, I can. I can see. I have zoomed and enhanced.
Okay.
And I can see it.
Well, if you were gonna be choosing, what would you go with? Orange, lemon, or peach?
Well, I'm not even gonna count peach because they already did it.
Fair.
So between lemon and orange, lemon.
Because come on, lemon.
Because I'm a big fan of. Oh my god, what are they even called?
I don't know.
Beer and lemonade.
Oh, shandies.
Shandies.
Yeah, I guess that would
like
kind of just
shandies.
Be a shandy. Yeah, you're right.
The pecan shandies.
What would the ABV be on this? I wonder.
I feel like the orange would just taste like a Blue Moon. Like, because.
I feel like it would taste like a brass monkey.
That funky monkey?
Yes. Exactly. Okay, it's asking for...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm going to put in yours.
That's hilarious. Why is my birthday saved?
I don't want to find Busch Light Apple. I want to know the ABV. Because I was putting you down as a beneficiary. So everybody now knows it's on the show. It's recorded in wax. If I die, Becca killed me.
Oh, what?
Under mysterious circumstances, Becca killed me to get the small
yeah,
amount
right?
of money that she's a beneficiary to.
That's not worth it.
According to the internet, it's 4.1, which is higher than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like 3-something.
What is even the point?
Well, shandies are really low. I've seen shandies at like 2.5, 2.8.
Christ. Yeah. I guess my family, like, I only drank them at around my family because they paid for them. And I think, I don't know, it was Leinenkugel's. I don't know what the ABV is on.
Let's look it up.
Oh, no.
Leinenkugel Summer Shandy ABV. Okay.
It knows.
4.2. You're glad it wasn't 2.8 or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a waste.
I've seen it before, but actually now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if that was in this country or in Germany. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Because I'm so traveled. I don't know. Now that you've framed it as drinking a shandy, I don't want any of it. No, I think it's gross.
That's hilarious.
I really don't like shandies. I don't know. I think the lime one, even though it's not up for vote, is the one that I would be most inclined to try.
Ugh.
I know, you're not really a fan of lime.
No.
But at least that's...
tins of lime and chips.
Yeah, but at least that's a little... I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it taste like Corona?
Well, it's not in a see-through bottle, which is good, a clear glass bottle, so it wouldn't be immediately skunked, which I like. Yeah. Oh, you know what we should do?
Oh, my God.
We should go to the CMA Fest and NASCAR Chicagoland Race, where we can sample all three potential flavors before we cast our vote.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Also, under the picture, it says, courtesy, Anheuser-Busch, and I've been reading it as Courtney.
Courtney Anheuser-Busch took that picture?
Wow. She's pretty talented.
Heir to the Busch family fortune. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. Okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
I need new glasses.
Yeah. I got glasses. I just need new lenses.
You know what I realized?
What did you realize?
My left eye is now better than my right eye.
Is that not how it used to be?
Nope, not for like 20 years.
And then they switched?
Yeah.
It's like the Earth's polarity.
It's weird.
Or whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
But so it switched before, though.
What?
Is it the second time it switched?
No.
No?
No, when my eye started like getting bad, my right eye was always better than my left eye. And now, for the first time.
For the first time ever. Okay. So well,
call me Rebecca Left Eye Thomas.
I probably won't do that.
What?
Yeah. So I was thinking, because it's just the two of us, we have to have all the tent, all the content, all the hot tent.
It's true.
So I was thinking of things we've done lately that are maybe beer related. We went out and we got some pad thai recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered a beer. Do you remember what beer I ordered?
You ordered beer Singha.
Well,
well, that's what the server said, at least.
Yes. I ordered a beer Sing, and then she asked if I meant the Singha, and yes. I said yes. This is the second time this has happened to me.
Yeah, well.
What do you think I should do? Because Sing is the correct pronunciation of the beer.
I think you should continue saying it.
Okay.
That's what I would do. In my mind, I'm like, one day they'll hear it the right way and be like, oh, this is right. I've been such a fool. And then they'll think back to you and be like, I shouldn't have treated them that way.
But I don't think that's ever going to happen is the problem.
It might.
And this is twice now that I've looked like the fool.
Well, I'd rather be right, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
Yeah. Or you can just say, I would like this beer, and point to it on
well,
the menu.
Yeah, I do both. I say, if you notice, I said a beer Sing, and I pointed to it.
Yes.
So, but then.
You still put it out there for her to correct.
And, yeah. Then she thinks I look like an idiot.
Well. But she's the idiot. And we know that.
Yeah.
Or you can just keep wearing your beer Sing shirt and say,
right,
I want
right.
one of these.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Every time I get a beer Sing, I'm wearing the beer Sing
exactly.
shirt. So they know that I know. Mm-hmm. I like this.
You've been around the block.
Oh, wait. But the beer Sing one is the one I cut the sleeves off of.
That's fine.
I don't think that is fine.
What? I'll just sew some sleeves on.
Sew some sleeves back on?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the Beer Chang shirt is the one that I did not chop off. Because I prefer Beer Chang to Beer Sing. But you can't get Beer Chang over here.
I think you mean Beer Chang Ha.
Got him.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean Beer Chang Ha.
Okay.
No,
I know. Thank you so much for clarifying.
But it just bums me out that I look like the fool when they are the fool.
Yeah. I mean, it is really irritating, but ultimately, you know, deep down, you are not the fool.
So
they are
true.
The fool.
They are the fool. And it was upsetting because, the server was of the ethnic variety, I would say.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, maybe she knows. What?
I don't know. I mean, I figured working in a Thai restaurant, she would know. I was kind of surprised, but I mean, it wasn't based on her ethnicity. Or her assumed ethnicity.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know what her ethnicity was.
Yeah.
It was just of that variety.
Was it?
Yeah, the ethnic variety.
Oh my god. We're straying.
I don't know.
These
so,
are dangerous territory.
It was a bummer that she didn't know.
Yeah, it was frustrating. As soon as you ordered it, I like looked immediately at her to see what was going to happen. And unfortunately, she got it wrong.
Yep. Let all of us down.
Yep.
We were all rooting for her.
We were all rooting for her.
Okay.
Moving on.
NYTimes.com. A beer like the one that George Washington drank. Too little, too late. We did this so long ago. It's the nation's 250th birthday, if you didn't know.
What?
Woohoo! And so, who was it? Some goddamn late to the party group. Talia Beer Company. Get fucked, Talia Beer Company.
Why didn't they reach out to you
yet? Yeah, 14 years too late. Yeah. Go pound sand.
Jesus Christ.
Take a long walk off a short pier, Talia.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, eat my shorts. You ever see that episode where he took them up on that?
Got dark.
Yeah.
Real fast.
They decided to make a beer using his recipe, which, as I keep alluding to, Sam and myself and Eazy-E did in college.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
And I believe you sampled it.
I sampled it, and I wrote down the recipe for you guys because I had the best handwriting.
And do you remember any tasting notes?
Molassesy.
So molassesy. Incredibly molassesy. Which is why I was happy to see a subheading in this article that says very molassesy.
I know.
I was very happy about that.
When you were scrolling and I heard you go, mm-hmm. I noticed that.
It just makes me feel good.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's accurate.
So molassesy.
Does it say it's like the first ingredient?
I don't know. I can't remember, but there was a shitload of molasses.
Yeah.
I guess this article says that it was a small beer basically made not to get people drunk, but to be a hydrating liquid when water was bad.
Yes.
Because you gotta boil it and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I found it gross. I thought it was kind of gross.
Yeah.
These folks are more positive. Somebody says they were, quote, surprised by how pleasant it tastes. I didn't find it that pleasant. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be making this beer for wider release, I guess. The one based more faithfully on the recipe is going to be a limited quantity. And then they're coming out with Liberty Lager, which they say is a modernized variant of Washington's recipe, which sounds like nonsense.
Yes.
Sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. Let's take out all the molasses and change it into something totally different.
Yeah, it says, quote, it still has the color, but it's refreshing. So that doesn't sound anything like the beer that I remember drinking.
No.
Not refreshing.
Definitely not refreshing.
I do like the beer the idea that, like, we're going to honor his memory by keeping the color of this beer the same.
Yeah, right, thank
the
God.
The refs will still be wearing their signature white striped uniforms. Don't worry, everybody.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
The refs will remain in their signature striped shirts.
Yeah. It's like, I might have talked about this on the podcast already. Like, what a weird thing to, you know, advertise. We got the color right. Mike, my coworker, had some chocolate from Germany.
Uh-huh.
And the tagline for this chocolate was quadratisch, praktisch, gut, which means square, practical, and good. Like, yes, the first thing I want to advertise about my chocolate is how square it is.
Yep, hell yeah.
I mean, well, I guess we'll put it good in there. I guess we want people to know it's good chocolate, but that's like third on the list.
Yeah, that's not the most important part of it.
Yeah.
Just they worked hard to get into that shape.
Yeah.
Pouring into those molds.
Just seems silly.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, what else? I thought there was something else in here. Oh, it does say that a side benefit of drinking bad water and getting dysentery was that Washington did get dysentery, and that's where he met Martha Washington, which I think is pretty funny. I guess he met her while he was dumping out.
Yeah.
Just like all over the place.
Yeah.
Because that's what dysentery does to you.
Yeah. Good for her, you know.
For sticking around.
Yeah. She wasn't completely disgusted.
Yeah. I think if you had met me when I had dysentery, you still would have been on board.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so.
All right. That's very confident of me.
Okay.
Do you think George Washington's teeth fell out when he vomited?
I think he took them out before he was going to vomit.
What if it just snuck up on him?
I mean, then, yeah, probably. Right? They didn't have, like... I mean, they didn't have, like, dental cement back then, right?
I guess not.
So
he should have invented that.
Should have got Ben Franklin on the case.
Yeah.
Hey, stop inventing the lazy Susan and getting syphilis. Invent dental cement.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Everybody would have remembered his name.
Yeah, instead nobody knows who George Washington is. You're right.
I meant Ben Franklin.
Oh, okay. Well, it still stands.
Yeah.
Alright. So I had the thing about the beer saying. What do you got? What do you got on the to bring to the table?
Well, about beer?
Or whatever. Just whatever.
I went to the liquor store before we went camping and got Heller High Watermelon, and it was the last case. I think it was the last case it had, like, that place had, period.
Well, as we've covered on the Brewsday Tuesday podcast, supposedly it's coming back, because Evil Genius is doing the, I can't remember, did they buy the recipe or something like that, but it's back on shelves. So
yeah, no, I know that's
supposedly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what else has happened.
Dead air.
Yeah, I don't know what else has happened.
What else has happened?
We went camping.
We went camping. We saw a flying squirrel. That was pretty cool.
We did see a flying squirrel. That was just
tell everybody about the flying squirrel, Becca.
Tyler and I were walking on a trail. And he threw out his arm and hit me in the face and said...
I pushed you to the ground and I said, shut the fuck up!
You're gonna spook this flying squirrel that I just saw, you dumb fucking bitch!
Yeah, yeah. And word for word.
He allowed me to stand up and showed me a flying squirrel that was on a tree that was like 10 feet away from us, probably. It was so cute. Its eyes were huge, and it had so much extra skin.
So many rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
It was pretty cool. Aww.
Yeah. There were a ton of squirrels there, too. Just regular.
Not flying.
Not flying.
Just a singular flying squirrel. The titular flying squirrel.
Yes. There was just one. Oh. Hack. Ew. I'm sorry. Anyway, when we were camping, I burned incense.
It's true.
And it stopped, like, a ton of bugs.
That's true. Yeah, the incense was pretty good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, they also don't like hippies.
Yeah. So, if you're going camping and you don't want to use an obnoxious amount of bug spray or
you don't have, if you don't have, like, a citronella candle.
Burn that incense. I had so much.
Supposedly burning, cattail heads also keeps insects away, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Interesting.
I mean, they just don't like smoke, really, I think is the main thing.
Yeah I heard that it's like the spicy aroma of incense also keeps them away.
So what if you just burnt like a bunch of peppers?
Yeah, probably I would want to stay away.
Do you think if you burnt a bunch of peppers like in the campfire, your eyes would start to water?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Probably.
All right. That's fair.
I mean, if you're sitting, like, close enough to the fire, like we were.
Yeah, like if you were inhaling it.
You're if you're inhaling it, I think you're fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stick your face in the fire.
Like the one guy on Survivor.
What?
There was a guy on Survivor who was, like, blowing on a fire to try to, you know.
Yeah.
Make it bigger.
Build it up.
But the thing is, if you don't do that correctly, you can get really lightheaded. And he passed out into the fire.
Oh.
And I think he had to get, like, airlifted out or something like that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Speaking of blowing on the fire, we realized I had a tiny handheld fan that really worked that fire.
Worked that fire?
Yeah. Speaking of falling into the fire, though, I had a cousin who did that, and he got burnt to shit.
Was he blowing on it?
No, he was playing.
Tell us about it.
I was getting there.
I want to know right now.
I was not present, but...
Oh.
Well, it's the two aunts, my mother's two sisters who hated my mother, so excluded her. And so they went camping with their children, excluding us. And they were playing around the fire, and they were running around the fire. And... my younger cousin tried to jump over it.
Oh.
And he tripped.
Oh, so this was just, like, his own fault.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
He was, like, 7.
Oh, my.
He was really young.
Oopsie.
And
he beefed it.
Yeah, this is the same cousin who tripped over the carpet in my grandparents' house and hit his head, well, his mouth off of the side of like a little table they have, and his like baby tooth jammed right up into his mouth.
Is that why his teeth are kind of fucked up?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why his teeth are kind of fucked up. Yeah, because they are.
They are. I know. Yeah. Yeah, he had to get a lot of orthodontia done.
I bet he did.
It was pretty bad. And then we weren't allowed to play with balloons. I wasn't even there.
What? Was he playing with a balloon?
Yeah, they were playing with balloons. Okay, moral of these stories, don't let my cousin Chris play. Period.
Yeah, just, it's not that you can't play with balloons, it's that you can't play with Chris.
Yeah, well, yeah. He went to the hospital.
I bet he did. When he fell in the fire? Yeah, I bet.
Well, yeah, both times.
Yeah.
But, no, he, like, both times.
Yeah.
It was really funny because when we showed up to my grandparents' house, everybody was freaking the fuck out and running around because he had just, like, slammed his head or whatever.
Oh.
And,
I thought we were still talking about the camping story, and I was like, why did we come back from the woods to your grandma's
house? Yeah, that doesn't make sense. My grandma lives in the woods, and I'm just kidding. Yeah. He's a pretty fucked up guy.
I think
he's gonna listen to this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just noticed that this can says juiciness meets max velocity.
Who's max velocity?
That's true. But I feel like max velocity just means like a lot of alcohol. I don't know. I'm not usually one of those tut-tutters, but this seems a little irresponsible.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it says supercharged juicy IPA. Juiciness meets max velocity, 11% in big letters. It's déclassé. This is entering into like steel reserve territory.
I was
just gonna say
it's reminding me of a 40.
Yeah,
it's giving 40.
Yeah, it is. And New Belgium was, I think I could say for a decent amount of people who've been on this podcast, kind of an entry beer into the craft world through Fat Tire and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a little disappointing.
Entry beer. That's so funny.
Well, it's true. An accessible beer. Mm-hmm. What?
What is your spark beer?
No, I would not say that. I would not say that.
Okay. No, I agree though. It is déclassé.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not into it.
It's giving trash.
Okay. Giving trash. That's pretty ooey.
I enjoyed it.
That's good. What's your beer giving?
Hot damn summer in the city.
Hot damn summer in the city. All right.
It's just very fresh looking.
So fresh and so clean. Mm-hmm. You know what else is just so fresh? Pringles new flavor. Yeah. So fresh. When I think of things that are clean and not sticking to my fingers at all and making crumbs all over down the front of my shirt, I think of Pringles. From people.com. Pringles debuts new cheeseburger and beer flavor, and we tried the unexpected combo before it hit stores. This is kind of another instance of a product I missed, although I feel like we reported on some sort of Pringles beer collab. But I guess they had...
I don't know that you missed this, because it says both flavors will be available at participating realtors starting in June.
No, this right here. So Pringles did a collaboration and made a Miller Lite beer braised steak last year, I guess, which people really liked, according to this article. I don't know that we reported on that. I feel like it was something else that we did. But maybe it was this. I don't remember. So now they're doing Pringles and Miller Lite beer cheeseburger, which, quote, combines the beloved sharp and tangy flavors of beer cheese with the satisfying taste of a juicy burger, expertly finished with the smooth, refreshing flavor of the original light beer.
A juicy burger.
A juicy burger. He wanted a juicy burger.
I would try that.
Okay.
My question is, why is cheeseburger two words?
Well, I think it's the beer cheese burger.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Because it's not a cheeseburger. It's a beer cheeseburger. Yeah.
You're right.
Okay. I don't know that if we had any of our Wisconsin correspondents on the show, they would probably be able to give us an in-depth profile into beer cheese.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can really tell the difference that much. Not that I've had that much beer cheese stuff.
Probably but tastes it, a little more like beer.
I guess it mostly just tastes really cheesy to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be able to tell the difference, but
okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, according to People,
who?
I believe that's Max Velocity who gave that report. Right. Yeah, they tried the new beer cheeseburger and they said it yielded mixed results. It definitely tastes like cheese that's been mixed with light lager. I'm not sure if I enjoy that so much, but they said it's really good when paired with a cheeseburger, which is funny.
Really? Yeah,
it's like if you want a chip that tastes like a cheeseburger, eat this chip while eating a cheeseburger.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Shut the fuck up. Get out of my face. Don't piss me off.
So, do you think you're more likely to try this or the Busch Light flavored beer?
Oh, the Pringles.
The Pringles?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you were gonna say something there.
I feel like the Busch beers wouldn't be worth it. If I want a flavored beer, I can just find like a better tasting flavored beer.
Like Heller High Watermelon, for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watermelon should have been one of their flavors.
Mm.
Stupid.
But if you were going to choose the flavors, what would they be?
The
three flavors that people had to vote for.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Watermelon.
Yeah.
Blackberry and raspberry.
Ooh, blackberry and raspberry.
But separately. Not like blackberry and raspberry.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watermelon, blackberry, raspberry.
Do you like blackberries and raspberries that much? I've never really got that feeling from you.
I like the flavor.
You like the flavor.
Do I want all those seeds in my teeth? No, I don't.
Interesting.
But I do like, the flavor.
Like in what?
Give me some jam, bitch.
Huh.
Oh, or that ham that I had that was, well, shut up.
You know where I like my blackberries? In my ham.
Raspberry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Raspberry and chipotle. Oh, it was so good. That was crazy.
Huh.
Or like blackberry soda. Okay. Have you never had blackberry soda?
I don't really. I'm not a really big soda person, though.
I guess I'm not either. But I had it when I was a kid.
Okay. That's kind of more what I was thinking along the line, like a seltzer or something. But you don't drink that much seltzer.
No.
So I was a little confused.
Like ice cream.
If you like blackberry jam so much, why do we always get grape jelly?
Because I also like grape jelly. So we can get blackberry jam if you want.
Okay.
It's
I feel
more
like.
Expensive.
Yeah. I feel like grape jelly is, like, low on my list of fruit spreadables.
Okay.
It's, like, pedestrian, you know?
I guess I like grape jelly because my grandmother used to make her own grape jelly, and it was so good.
But on which side?
My baba.
Oh, okay. Well, you said my grandmother, which confused me, but you were doing that for the people, I guess.
I was.
Okay.
The audience, our audience.
Yeah.
No, my Tim. Baba used to make it.
Where'd she get grapes? Just from the store?
Can you let me finish? My parents had grapevines in the backyard, and she would gather the grapes from their grapevines.
Enough
vines.
To make the jelly,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. We had a ton of grapes
Productive.
When I was a kid. I know.
Who
awesome.
Planted those?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, it was so good.
That's
on
interesting.
Potato bread toast.
Well, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I find that interesting.
Yeah, I've told you the story about a million times, but that's okay.
I knew she put it on the toast and the potato bread. I knew that.
I told you she made jelly like a million.
I had forgotten, and I certainly had forgotten that you had a bunch of grapevines in the back of your.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
It was like on the side.
That's so odd. I don't know. I feel like that's really odd.
And that's where I got all of the like vines to make wreaths.
Did y'all ever make
vine wreaths
for hooch?
People. No.
No? Never made hooch out of those grapes?
No, because my mom was making jelly.
So there wasn't enough for both?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Weird.
Yeah. No, weird. It was awesome.
Okay. Well, cool.
Yeah.
That's good. That was all of our articles.
Yes, it was.
So, I'm not quite done with my Beerio, and you're not quite done with your Beerio either, so we got to vamp for a couple minutes.
Oh, I should have thought of things to vamp about.
Uh-huh. Technology, the big T. Everybody's talking about technology.
Two walls. how much do they know about Petra?
I don't know. I mean, they've seen her walking around. What do you want to say about Petra? Oh, we have a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
We have a good cat.
Uh-huh.
She just showed up to our house out of nowhere after I asked the universe to give me a stray cat.
Feed me a stray cat.
Yeah, and the universe was like, okay, and then gave me Petra. She had parasites. She had ringworm. She had fleas.
Maybe sell her a little better.
And now she's very healthy. Oh, she was so skinny when she came in. She's beautiful now.
Yeah, she's a good cat.
Yeah. Nice and healthy.
Okay. That's good. I'm glad everybody got an update on their cat.
Yeah. Yeah. She's Calico.
Calico cat.
Calico.
I don't get it.
Am I going to be sued by Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Get sued by the Specials.
Did you know? The Specials.
The Specials. Was that from Cats? I have never seen Cats.
Yeah.
I've never seen Cats.
Where did you? Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I read something the other day about.
Have you seen Cats?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not the movie.
The
not
musical.
The movie.
You've seen the musical Cats?
Yes.
On Broadway?
No, it was recorded.
Oh. All right.
One of my teachers really liked it. But anyway, I saw something the other day. Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote that, obviously.
Yeah.
And he saw the movie and hated it so much that he went out and he got himself a dog. True story.
What?
Andrew Lloyd Webber, the creator of Cats,
yeah,
the musical, hated the movie adaptation so much that he went out and bought a dog.
I don't understand how buying a dog is a slam on the movie.
Because it's called Cats.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not getting it.
Well, you're going to have to reach out to Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber and ask him about it. Because that was his resolution.
It just seems very odd.
Whoever claimed that he was a normal man.
I guess that's true. Did he?
He wrote Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ Superstar. Did he? I don't know. I guess if he was like, this movie made me hate cats, so now I'm only having or owning dogs.
Maybe that's what it was.
But it just seems weird.
Well, when you see...
Do you think Andrew Lloyd Webber just likes dogs? And he was like, this would be a fun story.
No.
No?
That's not what I'm getting from this.
Okay.
Andrew Lloyd Webber hates Taylor Swift. That's what I'm getting from this.
Why?
She was in that movie.
Everybody was in that movie.
Yeah, but she sucks.
Okay.
So that's why he hated it.
Becca, I am not following your logic.
Okay.
Maybe it's this 11% beer, but I didn't get that. I couldn't. I'm very unclear if I'm being with the whole thing. If I'm being perfectly honest.
I'm gonna need you to stop dentising around.
All right.
I'm almost done. You better hurry up.
I just have to drink 12 ounces. I'm almost there. I don't have to finish the whole thing. Glug, it's 11% beer.
Open that throat, slut.
Oh. My goodness. I can't do that. I can't. Can you do that? Can you just, like, open your throat and pour the beer back like Rainer could?
I've never really tried.
Try it. Go for it.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I'm not prepared.
Well, prepare yourself.
Well, I don't have that much beer.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be that hard for you.
Oh, God, you're such a dumb guy. Let's see. No, I
can't. Nope. I appreciate you trying. That was,
yeah.
That was fun.
Oh my god.
Oh my.
Oh shit.
Ah.
Is it too warm now?
It's not too warm. It's just, like I said, it's like, I don't know. Let's just move into, why don't you rate your beer? By the time you're done rating your beer, I will have had 12 ounces of this, and I can rate my beer and tell you exactly why I just made the face you just saw.
All right. So, as a refresher, I had Dogfish Heads Festina Pish, ale with peaches and natural flavors, 4.5 ABV. Excuse me.
Copycat.
Okay. It was good. I'm just kidding. It was very fresh. It was refreshing, like it claimed. Pretty crisp, very tart. I liked the tartness. It was very peachy. So, let me see. I'll give this like a 7.5.
A 7.5? That's pretty good.
It's a low ABV, but it was very easy to drink. And, I don't know, I can definitely see this as like if you're out on a summer day at a barbecue, at the river, the lake, drink some of this.
Okay. All right. That's good. I had New Belgium Voodoo Ranger G-Force Supercharged Juicy IPA, 11% ABV. I did not like it.
Oh, no.
It's very booze forward. I'm getting a lot of fumes, you know, off the tongue. And I don't necessarily mind a booze forward beer. But the like weak body on this and the kind of like you know, juicy tropical flavors all just make me feel like this is a getting drunk vehicle.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm just not sold on it. So I'm gonna give this like a 4, I guess.
Okay.
And recommend it to I don't even know who's gonna drink this, because like it's too expensive for like a hobo to just buy.
Yeah. It's a very expensive 40.
It's kind of, if you're like in like Eugene, Oregon, and you're looking to just get absolutely tanked, maybe Voodoo Ranger G-Force is the beer for you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Go for it.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you, Becca, for jumping in. Thank you for doing the cowboy intro. Really appreciate that.
Much obliged.
listener, if you want to... oh my, whew.
Whoa,
big old burp. Big old burp right there. If you want to tell us what beer people think you're mispronouncing, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. you can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com, and you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let that keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes the shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine.